resting on your face. Belly rhinestone, perfectly in place. Gifted tulips to the world. You're the best gift, baby. I'm physic girl. Fizzalicious, you're so delicious. Fizzalicious, you're so suspicious.
He has you. this time.
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it! It's 4:20 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM, and streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown. Yeah, but this is a Brown perspective on sports, and so we drop all those titles and save them for sounds of praise. Okay, let me begin by apologizing for not being on the air last week. Last week we had some car problems. I thought I had them resolved, but they weren't, and so therefore couldn't get in. But we're back, and actually the car doesn't go into the shop until Tuesday. That's the earliest they could take us in. So, we're running on a wing and a prayer. And that's what we do here, a lot of praying. But anyway, okay, we're here to talk sports. And if you want to get involved in some sports conversation, the number to call is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, let's jump right into the Major League Baseball scores yesterday. And as it so often happens when the Red Sox aren't doing well, I advise everyone to stay away from the tall buildings. You don't know who's going to be jumping off. Ooh, bad day down in Gotham City. First game of a doubleheader, Yankees 9 and the Red Sox 2. Second game of a doubleheader, Yankees 6 and the Red Sox 4. Ooh. Let's go elsewhere. The Orioles 6 and the Blue Jays 4. Cleveland 7 and the Angels 2. Twins 11 and the Royals 3. Astros 9 and the Mariners zip. How about in that Mariners game, Astros game, Aaron Sanchez went 6 no-hit innings. Harris went a no-hit inning. Biagnini went a no-hit inning. Davinsky went a no-hit inning, so I guess they had a no-hitter. Angels 9, Mariners zip, no-hit. And if you haven't been around, let me tell you some more news if you're an Astros fan. They picked up Zach Greinke at the trading deadline from the Diamondbacks. Gave up two, from what I understand, very good minor league players, but it seems like they have put themselves in a position with a pitching staff that's going to be extremely tough to handle in the playoffs. And I'm assuming they're going to make the playoffs. Okay. Rangers 5 and the Tigers 4. That game went 10 innings. Over in the National League, the Cubs 4 and the Brewers 1. The Mets 7 and the Pirates 5. The Braves 5 and the Reds 4. That game went 10 innings, I'm sorry. Diamondbacks 18 and the Nationals 7. The Giants 6 and the Rockies 5. And the Dodgers 4 and the Padres 1. And in interleague play, the Rays 8, the Marlins 6. The Phillies 3 and the White Sox 2. And the A's 8 and the Cardinals 3. In that no-hitter, Sanchez only won his fourth game of the year. I think he got 11 losses. So when it comes to a no-hitter, it may not build up from the beginning of the season. That you're just pitching fantastically and one night or day you get a no-hitter. Seems like if you just go out there and the winds are blowing in your favor, you can throw a no-hitter. And with a lot of teams not using a starter, they use their bullpen guys to go as many innings as they can. And so, anyway, congratulations to all those who are going to go into the record books as part of this Astros Mariners no-hitter. Okay, let's get back to the Red Sox. Do we have to get back? Yeah, we got to get back. When they were playing well last year, we were jumping all over the place and patting ourselves on the back and all those other good things. Now they aren't doing well. And sometimes the pitching is pretty good and the hitting's not there, at least not timely hitting. And then sometimes they're banging the ball all over the place and the pitching, less than to be expected. So, the Red Sox find themselves, 15 games out of first place? Yikes. Actually, they're in third place. 13 games out of first, 13 and a half games out of first place. First game of the doubleheader yesterday, Mookie Betts went 0 for 3. He's hitting .284. Marco Hernandez came in for him to give him a rest. He went 0 for 1, hitting .333. Rafael Devers went 1 for 3, he's hitting .324. Chavis came in for him, went 0 for 1, he's hitting .257. Xander Bogaerts went 0 for 3, he's hitting .313. Travis came in for him, went 0 for 1, hitting .261. J.D. Martinez went 1 for 4, hitting .295. Andrew Benintendi went 2 for 4, scored a run with an RBI, hitting .288, hit his 12th home run of the year. Brock Holt came in. Brock Holt started at second base, rather. Went 0 for 3, hitting .317. Mitch Moreland, 0 for 3, hitting .221. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1 for 3, scored a run with an RBI, hitting .226. Got his 12th home run of the year. Sandy Leone went 0 for 3, batting .192. Chris Sale started, went 3 2/3 innings, gave up 9 hits, 8 runs. 4 Ks and a 4.68 ERA, 5-11 on the season. Brewer came in, pitched a third of an inning, gave up 1 hit, 4.37 ERA. And Smith came in, pitched 4 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run, struck out 2, and a 4.84 ERA. Like I said, Sale got the loss in that one, 5-11. That's not what we anticipated, Christopher. But anyway, we'll see what happens as the rest of the season rolls along. The bats are obviously there. As long as they don't lose the bats, they should be in a lot of games, still going down to the end of the season. You know, Rafael Devers is in the run for the batting title. Mookie Betts is poking his way towards 300. Xander Bogaerts is having the best year of his career, hitting 313. J.D. Martinez, not as good as last year, but still a solid 295 with power and RBIs. Andrew Benintendi was in a slump earlier in the year, went 2-for-4 in that first game with an RBI, hitting 288, hit his 12th home run. Brock Holt, 0-for-3 off the bench, playing primarily off the bench, that's what I'm trying to say. And he's hitting 317. Moreland, 0-for-3, 221. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1-for-3, scored a run with RBI, hitting 226, hit his 12th home run of the year. And Sandy Leon went 0-for-3, 192. And that was the first game of a doubleheader. And second game of a doubleheader, Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. He got a walk also. He's hitting 284. Yes, when he came into the day hitting, and he's still hitting 284. Rafael Devers, 1-for-5, scored a run, 2 RBIs, hitting 323, hit his 22nd home run of the year. That Devers is having a Mookie Betts type year this year. We gotta get Betts and him together. We'll see. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-5 in the second game. He's hitting 309. J.D. Martinez went 1-for-1 with 4 walks, hitting 297. I guess they know who not to pitch to in tight situations. Okay, Andrew Benintendi went 0-for-5. He's hitting 284. Travis went 1-for-4, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting 260. And Travis went 0-for-2, hitting 255. Brock Holt went 0-for-1 with a walk, hitting 314. And Marco Hernandez went 1-for-3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting 333 on the season. Johnson hadn't started since way back in May, I believe. He went 3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, struck out 2. 6.88 ERA. Walden pitched an inning, struck out 1, 3.56 ERA. Taylor, an inning, 2/3, gave up 2 hits and a run, 3 strikeouts, 3.95 ERA. Barnes came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, struck out 1, 4.36 ERA. Barnes got the loss, 3-4 on the season. Brewer pitched 2/3 of an inning, 4.31 is his ERA, and Workman closed it out, 1 inning, 1 hit, has a 2.03 ERA. And like I said, the Red Sox have fallen to 3rd place and they can't get up! And, like I said, I have no clue as to what to do. Like I said, as long as the hitting continues at the pace that they're at, they have a shot at still making a wild card. Catching the Yankees and the Rays does not seem possible right now, but they could catch the A's or some other team out there who's battling for the wild card spot. But it'll be interesting to see, after last year's tremendous amount of success, whether the team's going to fold or they're going to battle it out down to the very end. So that'll be interesting to see and discover what's going to take place. 4:35 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a threat, not a promise.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
And that message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're through crying about the Red Sox. And we go on to the National Football League. New England Patriots, they haven't lost a game yet. Maybe because they haven't played a game yet. And hopefully when they play these less than meaningful games, they won't get banged up either. So that's a good thing, I guess, coming out of they can't call it spring training, coming out of training camp, is that Edelman, who went in with the broken thumb, isn't playing. And so far, I haven't seen anybody added to a injury list, so they have a series coming up with the Detroit Lions, where they'll practice against each other, then they'll finally play a game. I believe that's this week as well. So we'll see a little bit. From what I've heard, the defense looks pretty good. They filled in a lot of holes, and things seem to be going very well as far as defense is concerned. Offense, especially the passing game, still a little bit iffy, up in the air. So many new faces, and when you lose Gronkowski and Edelman's not practicing, and things like that, you know, hey, you're not going to look like Super Bowl champions coming out of the gate. This is going to hopefully will be a developing season where they won't fall too far behind, and they'll be by the end of the year ready for another playoff. Maybe the defense can carry them. Who knows? I don't know. Jamie Collins is back, but we lost Flowers and some other really good players. So we will see what we shall see. Tom Brady celebrated his 42nd, count them, count them, 42 years of playing, 42 years of being alive, 20 some odd years of playing professional football, 6 championships. Wow, what a record. No wonder he's the GOAT. And there's no arguing that as far as I'm concerned. We've had our share of goats. Bill Russell. And I'll take on anybody in the debate as to Russell versus, what's his name? Michael Jordan. Can't say the same thing about hockey, however. We've had some good hockey players, but no one that you would say was the greatest of all time. Bobby Orr may have been that player, but a career cut short by knee injuries. And certainly that didn't help as he pursued that kind of a title. And he wasn't really pursuing that kind of a title. Bobby Orr was trying to win championships, and that was his main thing, and that's what it should be all about. And if you get some accolades along the way, so be it. excuse me. You have to bear with me. Sometimes I have to shut things down here. I got a cough, a cold, and all the other stuff. But anyway, in baseball, we still have the last man in baseball to hit 400 during the season, Teddy Ballgame. And I wouldn't call him the greatest of all times, but certainly one of the great hitters of all times. And no championships to his record. But anyway, we love what he did here. Anyway, 4:45 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:49, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We talked a little New England Patriots. Like I said, we're happy so far that no one has been injured, no major injuries reported. And so we're moving into our first exhibition game, preseason game, they want us to call it. With the Detroit Lions, and we'll see how far the team has progressed, regressed, and how far they have to go to get back to championship caliber. So, It'll be interesting to see. I'll try to make room on my schedule this week for that Patriots-Detroit game. Okay, where are we going next? I guess it's going to be interesting to see if you're a tennis aficionado, how well the young people are going to do in the big tennis championship in New York coming up, I believe, this week as well. A lot of good things going on sports-wise. And so it'll be interesting to see whether some new faces are going to break through, especially in the women's side. The men's side seemed like they got the old-timers who are hanging on desperately. Don't want to give an inch. So it's either Nadal or Federer or Djokovic. The big Sarri. If you can get by them, yeah, she got it made. But, excuse me, Serena has played well up to a point and hasn't brought home any championships since where? Did she win in France? I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, she's been up there battling whether she's going to be able to go all the way at the U.S. Open. We'll have to wait and see. 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August. I remember to say August. Ooh, my. Summer is flying by. Well, that's what happens when you're your own boss, you know. You're not into anybody else's schedule. And so, therefore, August the 4th, 2019 is the date. And so, therefore, I'm enjoying myself immensely this summer. Okay, 4:52 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We've been talking sports here virtually almost for an hour. It took us a while to figure out what they did with the computer again. But anyway, we did get in. We're in. And like I said, if you haven't heard, the Red Sox have lost, what, 7 in a row? Excuse me. Getting swept thus far down there in New York after playing a doubleheader. And after getting off to a great start here against the Yankees, winning 3 out of 4. Then we fell on our faces against the Rays. And we haven't been able to get up. We've fallen, and we haven't been able to get up. So hopefully we'll see whether they're going to get up before the season ends. Okay. What else? Oh, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be working out for the, I don't know what it's, the pre-team. But anyway, the team, to determine the team that goes to the Olympics in 2020. I don't know. It's a good thing for them, I guess. But this is a team that's going to be, Celtics team is going to have a lot of new faces, and hopefully this won't take away from the opportunity to get in and work out with their new teammates. But time will tell, hopefully. It's all scheduled so that it doesn't interfere with the beginning of the NBA season. But like I said, sometimes things just collide together. And there is no way to slow them down. Okay, but Celtics season, when it does begin, should be very interesting with all these new players. And it's going to be interesting to see how long it takes Brad Stevens to get them all on the same page, especially defensively. So, it's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And if you didn't hear, let me apologize again for not being on the air last Sunday. Had car problems, and actually, I'm not sure that they are resolved as yet. Going into the shop on, putting the car in the shop on Tuesday. So, anyway, we got here. Hopefully we'll get home. And on Tuesday, we'll drop that baby off and get it taken care of. So, invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dials. Streaming live on the internet. www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. So stay tuned. Sounds of Praise, like I said, is coming your way. More new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. So you stay tuned. And we'll have some great music coming your way very shortly. And so until next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again, hope to see you here. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.